What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show front of the show, you see him in the background there. Coach Paul Mills is not just trying to say the shock is out of the AAC doing big things out there. Coach Mills, you looking good, man. Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you. It's always a pleasure. You do tremendous work and different setting for me, but good for you. You're in the same setting in the ATL.
Yes, sir, Coach. Going into my 14th year radio, Coach. Can you believe it?
Congratulations. That's terrific.
14 years now, Coach. Let me ask you this, man. What about the opportunity to join the Shockers that really stood out to you? I know Wichita State school with no football, so men's basketball is that flagship sport. So what about going there, you visiting and going through the process, really said to you, this is the right place for me and my family to come going forward?
Yeah, it's an incredible fan base. I mean, anywhere you look, they're considered one of the top 10 Wichita State and their support, and I've seen it up close. I don't know how much you had a chance to see any of the TBT tournament games this past summer, but basketball's on in the summer. But you know, Wichita State's drawn almost 7,500 for these games here, and it's a loud arena. I've been in here on the opponent's bench, and so people are very familiar in the college basketball world about how Shocker Nation supports. But as you know, there is no pro basketball in the state of Kansas. So people support the Jayhawks or the Wildcats. Fortunately, Wichita being the largest city in Kansas, people really support the Shockers. So it's an incredible support. And we need to support the city by having a good basketball team. And I feel confident about being able to do that.
Yes, indeed. And Coach, you talk about this, when you move somewhere different, you have to bring people with you. So talk about hiring a high quality staff, having the right people around you as you build this thing out and get Shocker Nation behind you to support you all as you go into AAC and try to win this thing.
Man, I've been very fortunate. I've only lost three assistant coaches over the years, and all of them are went on to be head coaches. Talvin Hester's the head coach at Louisiana Tech. Solomon Bozeman is the head coach at Arkansas Pine Bluff. So I was extremely happy that Russell Springman was able to get the job at Oral Roberts, and he's phenomenal. And so there were some of those who were on my staff previously who stayed behind in order to support that. And so to bring new people, Kenton Polino, who played at Texas, made a big shot versus West Virginia to send Texas to the Elite Eight. He's here with me. Quincy Acey, who I've known since he was 15 years old, played 7 years in the NBA, coached him at Baylor and watched his progress. He had a 10-year career. He's here with me. And then TJ Cleveland, who was at Missouri, at Arkansas, most recently the associate head coach at St. John's. Feel very fortunate about our staff. And then Xavier Holland, Ian Lehman, people that were able to come with me who were with us during our Sweet 16 run at ORU. And so it's been a pretty seamless transition because very well acquainted with everybody here on staff. And we've hit the ground running. As you know, in all of our lives, there's either busy or busier. And fortunately, we've been busier during this whole process, but it's been a good busier.
And how cool is it to, you know, meet new guys, establish new culture, and put this thing together again? I know for me, I always enjoy going to a new radio station, a new wherever. I can put my spin on it and kind of build it from the bottom up or put my touch on it. So how fun is this for you as a coach to be able to come to Wichita State, put your spin on being a Shocker?
Yeah, it's. I had a coach during the year, back in January. He said, "Coach Mills, aren't you ready for a new challenge?" And I said, "Man, I'm just trying to win the next game. I don't know why you're having me think this far ahead." But this is exactly that. It's a new challenge, and there's a long history here, though. If you look back since 2010, Wichita State is in the top 10 in winningest programs in the country. If you look back at 2010 in road winning percentage, Wichita State is second. Gonzaga is first, Wichita State. So the great thing about Wichita State is people are used to winning around here. I mean, we are a decade removed from a Final Four that occurred in 2013 in Atlanta. And if you look at that stadium when Wichita State played Louisville, it is predominantly Shocker Nation showing up. So they are used to winning. They support, and it is a new challenge. And I think that gets your juices flowing. It gets your energy up. You're excited about what every day presents. But you also understand the obstacles, and you kind of build some resiliency in this process. And having been a part of rebuilds at ORU, when I took the job there, it was a 9-team league, and only 8 teams made the tournament, and we weren't one of them. And then being at Baylor, my second year at Baylor, we won one game the entire conference year. We were 1-18. And then my last year, we were number one in the country. And so this is not that rebuild. It's not Baylor. It's not similar to ORU. Wichita State is well positioned, and they have tremendous history, tremendous support. And so the challenge every day is met with a great deal of enthusiasm.
Yeah, I remember that Final Four in Atlanta. I was a young broadcaster hanging outside the hotels and parties trying to get interviews with you guys.
Yeah. Everybody was trying to get Fred VanVleet's interview.
Yes, yes. And Freddie's gotten paid good. He's in Houston, where you just stopped me. He's in
Houston. Yeah, he's in Houston. He was here about a month ago, and actually just we opened up $1 million new performance center that's named after Fred because he gave a significant amount in order to make this happen. But we were able to honor that Final Four team from 10 years ago. And Fred is well-loved and well-supported here in Wichita. And it was great to meet him and see him and kind of give him some restaurant tips now that he's in Houston, me, myself, having grown up there.
I'm telling you what helped me with him, because Steve Forbes is Nick Nurse's best friend.
Yeah.
So by me being close to Coach Forbes, and I get close to Nick Nurse, I've gotten close to Fred VanVleet. So thanks to Steve Forbes, me and Fred VanVleet are very close now.
Coach Forbes was here and did remarkable work. And then Chris Jans, who's at Mississippi State. I mean, those guys, Chris specifically, is just so complimentary about everybody and his experience here. And so even inside the coaching profession, people are very mindful about how supportive Shocker Nation is.
If you ever watched a Hawks game or a Hornets game closely behind the Raptors bench, if they weren't playing, you saw Coach Forbes behind the Raptors bench or next to the bench.
there's a reason he's pretty successful at Wake Forest.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach Mills, talk about your trip to Greece, getting to see your players actually play together, kind of get a free look and kind of putting things together, how they play together. So how was that trip for your team and seeing the guys and what you actually have?
Just an incredible experience. I mean, that opportunity to be in Europe with a new team. And I told the guys, as much as I was looking forward to the games, I was just looking forward to sitting down and eating breakfast with these guys and eating dinner with these guys and being able to just chop it up in a non-competitive environment. They were just at my house this past Saturday. But prior to that, I'd never really had much of an opportunity to sit down from a team perspective. We had a lot of individual meetings and sessions, but to be able to do that in a place like Greece was just, it was incredible. Just being able to see so much of not only things that happened historically that we can look back in the Bible that is well documented, things in Athens, things in Thessaloniki. But the food was amazing. I lost 6 pounds because I ate nothing out of a bag during those 10 days. I mean, I couldn't run to Popeyes or Chick-fil-A like I do here in Wichita State. Everything was with a fork and a knife, and you have to walk everywhere. And so I think being exposed to that culture, to where we are the people who kind of know each other within our group. And so you stick really tight and to go through those experiences together. But I mean, Greece, people will ask, do you prefer the oceans or the mountains? The great thing about Greece is you get both. Like, yes, their oceans are surrounded by mountains. And so to have that experience with the views and being able to do it with the players it's honestly something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
And getting to travel overseas is very fun. Getting to go to Asia, Africa, or Europe, because I know we went to Dubai last year to play the Milwaukee Bucks. And I was like, seeing Asia how it is, man, and seeing the world, man, is very fun. I went to the Olympics in London. I'm going to go to Paris next year. It was fun to see that, man, because I never thought as a kid from Atlanta, Coach, I'd be able to go overseas and see things overseas. I never thought I could get that far, to be honest with you, Coach.
Yeah, me either. The travel is probably the worst part of the experience. It was about a 25-hour trip for us in order to get where we needed to go. But once you get there, you forget all of that. Because you do try to immerse yourself in the culture and eat what the culture eats and see what the culture sees. So it was an incredible, incredible experience. And I'm so thankful that in my first year getting to know a new team, that we were kind of able to go further faster on account of the experience basketball-wise.
Yes, and you all have a great non-con schedule, very competitive schedule. Then you play the regional Power Fives in Missouri, K-State in Kansas. So talk about that, having that quality non-con schedule as you prepare for the tough AAC and be able to test your guys early. But this free trip out helps you all because you actually have played games. You kind of know what you want to do and how to tweak here and there going forward.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that when I first took the job, our athletic director, Kevin Saul, who's been tremendous, extremely supportive, just said, hey, I need you to know you're playing Kansas State in Kansas City. You're playing the Jayhawks in Kansas City, and then you're going to travel to Columbia and you're at Missouri. I was like, please do not do any more scheduling for me. All right. That's plenty. That's a lot right there. And so being able to have a competitive schedule, my guess is just looking at it from a non-con standpoint, it's going to definitely be a top 100 net schedule. And to be honest with you, that's something that I'm used to. Not only at Baylor, but also at ORU, we were consistently a top 10 team in our non-conference schedule. And so I think you'll see some of that moving forward. But to be able to play, as you mentioned, regional opponents that fans are going to be able to get behind. A lot of times games lose their luster when you go to a neutral floor simply because there's no home crowd environment really involved. That will not be the case with these games. Playing K-State and Kansas in Kansas City is going to draw a big portion of the state. And people are very proud of the basketball around here. And so to be able to play two, Jerome Tang's a really good friend, to be able to play Jerome's team at K-State. And then Bill Self, of course, was at Oral Roberts, was his first job. And he helped me tremendously when I first took the job at ORU. So guys who are great coaches, Jerome was National Coach of the Year, Bill Self's a Hall of Famer, and then being able to play at Missouri, all of those are tough tasks. But as you mentioned earlier, they are going to prepare us well for a conference that Florida Atlantic, a Final Four team, returns everybody. Memphis is always good. And I mean, I could go down the list. Three of the final six teams playing, the four in the Final Four and the two in the NIT, North Texas and UAB. We're going to have our hands full, but our non-conference prepares us well moving forward prior to AAC competition.
And hopefully, I love the Hawks schedule. Hopefully, you're at UAB in Memphis at some point and it works out schedule-wise when I come see you all play.
We are at both of them. So, come on.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I do that because, yeah, man, like I say, it's really a tough league, man. And I feel like folks don't really, you know, understand how tough it is because they just think, oh, it's a group of five school. No. Top to bottom, AAC is tough, tough, tough. And thank God Houston's gone now.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, Power Five is probably a football term more than it is anything else. But, I mean, the Big East is really good and probably one of the top three conferences in college basketball. But the AAC, I can't imagine better cities. You have Philadelphia, you have Memphis, you have New Orleans, you have Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, you have Miami, Boca Raton. And so the cities in this league are phenomenal. And so to be able to travel and play that level of competition night in and night out is a tall task, but we'll be well prepared.
Yes, indeed. And also playing in an invitational in Myrtle Beach. So another beach for you all. So talk about that. MTE, man, how fun it'll be for your team to go play in that, man.
I think those kind of experiences early, seeing multiple teams, having to get ready for games within 24 hours, your rest and recovery, all those things that you talk about in order to be good as a unit and to be good as an individual as you prepare for the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. So the fact that you can get that done early against that level of competition is you understand the bigger picture here, that that's going to prepare us well as we move into March. When you do have to have a game for March in order to succeed in March. So I think to have that experience in November at a place like Myrtle Beach is very advantageous for all of us here at Wichita State.
And Coach, you got two guys on the roster from Georgia, Kobe Rogers and Isaac Obidi. So talk about those two young men and what they'll be meaning to your roster this year.
Yeah, Isaac is a terrific athlete. Just can be around the rim, extremely active. He actually is shooting the ball really well, shot it really well during our games at Greece. But at 6'8", given his athleticism, if he can continue to stretch the floor and he's been putting in the work, he becomes one of those threats that you're kind of wondering, what do we do because of his versatility? Do you push up on him and allow him to showcase his athleticism? Or do you kind of back off in order to allow him to shoot the three and kind of take your chances? So he's a dual threat. Colby Rogers had to set out last year. He's a transfer from Siena, where he was an all-conference MAC player while he was there. But he was the 63rd best shooter in the country, shooting 42% from three. And nothing's changed there. He can really fill it up, and he's got great size. He's got better handle than what people give him credit for. But his ability to shoot is kind of what sets him apart. But I will tell you, the one thing about Colby is Colby loves the gym. Colby loves to work out, and it's been my experience that the more those guys embrace the sweat that's required in order to be good, they're going to end up being good. And Colby does that wholeheartedly.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I tell you what, man, I'm looking forward to you, Coach. I really am, man. It's going to be a – I think the Lord blessed you with the opportunity. It's going to be a great year for you, man. I'm going to be cheering for you as always. A lot of joy our chats, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, I was in Houston a few more months ago, man, and I had a great time at the Turkey Leg and the Breakfast Club. Great suggestions, Coach. You are the man on that, man. Friends, we had a good time out there, man. It was great. But my man Coach Mills told me about the spots. So credit to him, not me. Credit to Coach Mills.
Well, the Breakfast Club is, you want anything before 9 a.m. That's your spot.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach Mills, it's fun to chat with you as always, Coach. I'll be looking forward to you. And I'll send you a text about the schedule with the Hawks. I'll know. Hopefully it'll work out for come see you in Birmingham or in Memphis. Hopefully we'll figure it out, Coach.
Well, boss man, great to see you. Thanks for all you do to promote the game and more importantly, people.
You're welcome, Coach. Anytime, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.